Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hi, everybody. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. And I have a new friend today that I get to meet at the same time you do. And excited to hear about him and his business. Chaz Wilson, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Sharon. So excited to be here.
Well, it's exciting. You know, you're coming with to us from Dallas, but your business is exciting. I want to hear more about it. Master Networks, and you are basically expanding across the country. You just said before we started that you're opening Southern California. So tell us a little bit more about Chaz, how you got to where you are today.
So first and foremost, I am a husband and a father of five children. And so family is incredibly important to me. And I managed to help my kids do life with me in business. And so they're very much a part of what we do. But I started in the real estate industry. I owned a real estate brokerage, mortgage and title. And 2011, it was tough. The market was tough. And it was a time of life of reinvention for me. And I realized I had built everything through relationships. And everything I have in my life of any significance is from relationships. And the real estate company, I built that through relationships. I'm just that kind of a person. And we started to list out things that we had been doing. And we decided that we would create a framework for what's now today Master Networks at that time back in 2011.
And so tell me a little bit more about Master Networks, because one of the things that I teach through everything I do and for many, many years is the power of association. So we're basically singing, you know, the very same song. So share a little bit about what your goal is with Master Networks.
So when I go back to that time of building the real estate companies, I had built it through creating networks and relationships. And so I built a company and I'd also built a sales team, and all of it was through just pouring into the relationships. And so I knew that, and I wanted to continue to help others do that. And so when we started Master Networks, we said, all right, let's build weekly networking organizations that meet weekly in the local communities. I don't believe necessarily in small business. I think there's nothing small about what we do. It's big no matter what size. It's big to you. So, right. And so local business where they could build in their local community and get to know each other on relationships first, then enhance it with world-class business education. And then I knew that business and referrals would come as a byproduct of that, but we were going to focus on the other things first. And so we built that locally where we started. We were in Minnesota, a small town in Minnesota where we started. And about 4 years ago, I realized, man, I can't grow this thing nationally from the small town in Minnesota. And so we relocated to Dallas, and now we're in 21, soon to be 22 states.
Well, that's fantastic. Wonderful. And so they meet weekly. Is that what you said?
Correct.
So tell me a little bit about the format of your meetings.
Yeah. So they're high energy, interactive, weekly, 1 hour meetings. And we do something that's pretty unique in these meetings. I've been a part of lots of networking things that were very structured, very regimented, and they became stale and boring over time, just frankly. And so what we do is we have a rotating agenda schedule. We have three different agendas, one for week one, another for weeks two and four, and another for weeks three, and if there's a week five. And they are very interactive, so that when you show up, it's 1 hour. We start on time, we end on time. We use interactive pieces of video and training. We do something we call BOND, which is a acronym for how to build relationships. And we actually have face-to-face networking in the meetings in that 1 hour time. And it's really to get to know each other. And to deliver world-class education so that as I get to know you, I know that you're building yourself as a person and as a business. So when I refer things to you, I know that you're well-trained and you can handle the business that you get. So we have really high energy interactive meetings.
So explain what your acronym BOND stands for.
Yeah, so BOND was something that I came up with, and if I can share the story of how it developed, it was the worst lunch, the worst networking lunch I'd ever had. And isn't it funny how things come from sometimes these places where they don't go the way we planned. And so this young business banker had been reaching out to me to try to network with me. I'm sure he got a job and I'm sure his manager said, go network, and but never told him how to do it. You know, go build relationships. So he's thinking, go play golf, whatever, take me to lunch. And he's calling, and I just wasn't interested in meeting with him. He wasn't maybe getting through to me. And so my assistant came to me one day and she said, would you just please take this guy to lunch? He's not going to give up. He's relentless. I said, okay, I'll go to lunch with him. And we went to this, I don't know why I remember this, but we went to Chipotle right around the corner. I said, I can get there quick and I can get back quick. So we go there. As soon as we walk in the door, he starts talking about cars. The thing is, like, I don't have any interest in cars. It gets me there, gets me back. That's it. We sit down. He goes to put hot sauce on his burrito and he spills it all over me, all over my suit. I get up from the table. I'm wiping myself off. I come back and he's still talking. I don't even think he stopped talking about cars in that whole time. And as we get up to leave, he says those magic words. We should do this again sometime. And I'm thinking, not a chance, my friend, not a chance. And so my frustration, though, in the drive back to my office turned quickly to, what could I learn from this? What I realized is no one's taught him how to do it. It's not his fault. And I gathered my team and I said, we do this daily. We just haven't dissected it in a way that we could teach others how to do it. So let's do that. And we clearly, it came in like 5 minutes that we use something called BOND. And then it's this. First B is build on a common interest. So whatever that might be, right? It could be anything. That's where the skill set comes in of practice, of going, what could I build on in common? You know, you and I could build on many things, actually, to build on in common. Maybe we're at the same event. Maybe I've read your books. And so I could start there. As simple as that, to build on something in common. He tried cars. Wasn't what we had in common. The O is for occupation exploration. Now, once I've built on something, now it's time to go, hey, tell me about your business. How'd you get started? What did you do? Why do you do it? Mm-hmm. Et cetera. Then get to know. And the N is for needs discovery. Now that I've built on a common interest, I've learned about your business. Now tell me what you need. Who are you looking for? What's on the horizon for you? What projects are you working on? Are you looking to hire, and what kind of person? And the D is develop an opportunity. All right, it's not commission breath sales and, you know, you go to these networking things and it's speed dating, if you will, and handing out cards. This is, how do I develop a real opportunity? That's to me where the magic of skill, this is a skill, comes in, is I want to learn how to develop opportunities. Maybe not for you and I, but you might have a need and I know the person I could connect you with. You're still going to see me as value. And that might be the opportunity I develop with. So that's really where BOND came from and what it means.
I love that. I like it. Build a common interest, occupational exploration, needs discovery, and developmental opportunities. I love it. I think that's perfect. I have not heard that one before. So that's great. I like that. Yeah. So you have several books. I understand you've got one called 5+1. I'm sure it has to do with networking, but explain a little bit about your book.
So it does. It has to do with networking, but it also has to do with business disciplines. I had a tremendous writing partner on this book, a gentleman by the name of Dave Jenks, who helped explode and grow the national brand of Keller Williams Realty. He wrote The Millionaire Real Estate Agent with Gary Keller, The Millionaire Real Estate Investor, Shift. He wrote several best-selling books. So he's been down that road, and he was a great mentor for me to write my first book. And we came up with five business disciplines, the five T's, that we think every business discipline falls under one of those T's. So it's thinking, meaning missioning, visioning, goal setting, planning, targeting. Who's my ideal client? Where do they congregate? How do I speak to them in value propositions? Thinking, targeting, tracking. What are the seven key numbers I need to know? How do I track my key performance indicators? Then the fourth one is timing. What's time management? How do I manage my time? The time with my customers, et cetera. And the last is team building. Nobody does it alone. They need to build a team and leverage people around them. And then the plus one is the master skill of connecting through networking. And so we teach that in 5+1. It's what all of our training and education, our online university, everything's built around the 5 T's and the master skill.
So what's the next 1 to 2 years look like for you? You said you're in how many states? 23?
And you're just about to launch into 22.
22.
Yeah. And it's exciting and scary at the same time. For those growing businesses, you know, it's that point where you feel like you can hold on and you know you need to let go a little bit to expand to where you want to go. And I see us in every state in the next 2 years. We've picked up that much momentum right now and that much interest.
So how do you position yourself? You said high energy. There's, as you said, there are quite a few networking groups in the space that purport to do the same thing, but yet your explosive growth does show that you're doing something. So what do you think that secret sauce magic key is?
Well, here's what I know it is because of surveys, feedback, et cetera. We just had our leadership retreat last week,
that's
over 100
called
people.
Tracking, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's the third discipline of tracking. Feedback is the breakfast of champions is what we say. We need feedback. And we know it to be our culture because of the way we structure. We believe in partners, not prisoners. So we have month-to-month agreements. We do it many different ways. We believe in partnerships. The second is our world-class education. It's interesting that most people look for networking groups to grow their business. They're looking for referrals. And yet people come to us and stay with us because of the culture and the education. The referrals come as a byproduct of all of that. If it's just based on referrals or speed dating, you have really social networks and then you have really stringent, rigid business networks. And we found we're kind of a do-it-together model in the middle of social and education and culture, and the byproduct is the business that happens. So that's really what sets us apart.
So you mentioned your university. Share a little bit about the educational process that you have.
Yeah, so we base it again all on the 5 T's and then the master skill. And then we have some personal development stuff that we add in there. And the amazing part is we've attracted some just really amazing high-level personal development and business educators, authors, coaches, speakers, who've come to us and said, I love your tribe. I love your group. And how can I add value? Or I've got this course. You guys can have it for free. It's good for me because it gets exposure. And I always say, I'd love to do that. And we will. And thank you. But you need to be a Master Networks member. You need to be part of the tribe. And here's how you join, et cetera. And we just have this great learning center that people can take training in the meeting and then online in our education so they can do it in the comfort of their own home.
So you made a comment that you like to have your kids as part of your business and teaching them along the way. Share a little bit about your home environment.
Yeah, thank you. So this next year, the two smartest things I did is I asked my wife to marry me. And the second is I did it in the year 2000. So the math is easy in how many years I've been married. So next year it'll be 20 years. And my children are, I have 5 children. I have a junior in high school and a freshman in high school. Then I have a 6th grader, and then I have twin 4th graders, 4 boys and a girl. And I've always kind of taken the route, and where it really became obvious to me was one night at dinner a couple years ago, and we were just about to hit 1,000 members. I remember this, like we're real close. And one of my sons said, Dad, how many members do we have? Oh. And the key word to me was we.
Yeah, I love
right?
it. I love it.
How many members do we have? And so, and then they've come to every one of our national conferences every year. I have 3 rules. They have to dress up, show up, and take notes.
And that's so fantastic. They
have their suits and they take notes and they're all part of it. And so this next year we're doing something that they decided to help put together called Kids Connect. Our event's called Connect and we're adding Kids Connect. So 3 days of youth
training.
I love
it. That's fantastic. Well, we'll get your address. We'll send you one of our Thrive Time for Teens games so you can play it as a family. Your kids are the perfect age. We'd love to have your feedback on it.
Yeah, thank you. I've been talking to your team about it. I think we're going to display that at the event. So thank you.
Wonderful. That's exciting. So obviously things have gone very, very well, very quickly for you. So a lot of people sitting back saying easy for him to say, but there probably were a couple of hiccups along the way. Can you share one of those?
Just a few, maybe daily, multiple times a day. I think that's the thing is it's easy to look on the outside and say, well, look at the result. And like you said, it's easy for you to say. I think businesses have different stages. We're at a stage as well where I call it the ceiling of achievement. It doesn't really matter what stage you're at. You're going to hit the ceiling. And then you've got to change your thinking and processes and people to get through to the next ceiling. And for me, it was I mentioned my writing partner, Dave Jenks. I reached out to him. I knew of him, but I didn't know him. And I reached out to him. And long story short, he decided to come to Minnesota and pay me a visit for a couple of days to give me some mentoring. I'll never forget that I had just lost part of my real estate company and part of my real estate business and in 2011, and we were just launching Master Networks. And I remember this place of I've got this mentor in my office and my phone is ringing. It's my wife. And she keeps calling and texting in like a matter of a minute. And she knew I was in this meeting. And so I was like, she's calling for something important. So I pick up the phone. I excuse myself. I'm outside of the office. I said, what's going on? And she said, hey, I'm sorry to bother you. I'm at the grocery store. Now, mind you, I have 5 kids under the age of 7 at the time. And we just had our twins, 3 in diapers. And she said, hey, I'm sorry to bother you, but I'm at the grocery store and I've got all the food and everything up on the counter and the card's not working. Jeez. I'm like, oh, geez. So I said, give me a second. And I log in online and I look and, I had $27 in my bank account and I'll never forget staring at $27 and I've got my wife on the phone. So on one hand, it's falling apart. I don't know how I'm going to get through the day. I kind of just said, hey, get whatever you can for $27. And then 10 feet from me sitting in this office is my mentor who I think can take me to the next level. And I've got both right in front of me. And it was a really tough and exciting day at the same time. And, I just said, I got to figure out tomorrow. I'll take it one day at a time. And I think in business, that's the key is take it one step and one day at a time and not get most success stories have their challenges. So don't give up.
Well, I think, and what you've just exemplified are things we teach. We have a personal success equation and you can have your passion and your talent, but that power of association and taking action have to be there. But having faith in yourself, and part of that faith comes from having the right people around you and giving you the hope and of the future, that your associations, the people around you that hold you above the water when you're sinking, right?
Well, I could only see the $27 in that moment, but Dave could see so much more. Mm-hmm. And that was the benefit of having him as an association in my life, in my network, is I could only see the $27, but he could see 2,700 people. He could see 27,000 people. And that's what I needed at that moment. That's why having people around us that who have been or are where we want to be is so important.
Well, I love that. And Chaz, I'm so happy that you were with us today to share your story. And really, I think it's a wonderful reminder to all of us to persevere and to make sure we surround ourselves with the right people. If people want to know more about your company and you, how can they find you?
Yeah, thank you. So you can go to masternetworks.com. There's links there about me if people want to find out more about me. Or they can go to our Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, LinkedIn, everywhere. I have a great team who keeps all that stuff up to date. So you can just search Master Networks and you'll find us. We're all over those.
What's your greatest need right now?
Oh, that's such a great question. And it changes daily. But our biggest need is great leaders, people who want to run areas of Master Networks. We do it all by referral. And so when we find great people who want to lead a territory and we partner with them, that's what we're looking for at Master Networks.
Excellent. Well, you heard it here. So we've just presented you with a fantastic opportunity for those of you watching and listening. And make sure you tune in to the private Facebook group because Chaz has agreed to hang out for a moment. We're going to talk a little bit more about ups and downs, but also, things that he attributes his success to. I think one of those is going to be wife and family, but we'll hear more from him in a few minutes. But thank you all for watching. And Chaz, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks, Sharon.
And for all of you watching and listening, go out and make it a great day and make sure you rewind and listen to this again. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.